Blog Talk Radio.
Toasted salvation, and being thankful.
all the different toasts that we did. And so I want to do it again this morning for those who missed, and want to see if we can get it just a little bit cleaner than we had it last night, so I can send it out to everyone. I'll put it inside of a PowerPoint presentation and upload it to the social media sites. There are a lot of people in the churches that still don't understand the feast days. Had a sister that signed on last night, signed on late, but, you know, talked to her afterwards in text, and she was still wondering, you know, still trying to figure out the feast days and what these mean. And so we want people to have an understanding of why we're celebrating the end gathering, but we want them to understand why we celebrate the feast days of the Most High. When I was doing a reading of the law, which is kind of where they came in on, they were wondering, well, all you do is read the law? And so I had to show them the scriptures that require us to read the law during this feast day. Just read it to the people. We teach the law and what it means throughout, you know, the entire year. We teach the both Old and New Testament, and we teach, you know, the covenant, the Old and New Covenant throughout the year, but a lot of people don't read or study the scriptures from that standpoint. So, you know, they didn't understand that there was a requirement to read the law during this feast. And so that, you know, showed them the scriptures that showed the requirement to read the law to, you know, all Israel and to our children and to anyone that has not known of it, that they might learn to fear the Most High. So we want to take this opportunity. We're going to go through this celebration again on this morning. I want to, you know, for those who have not heard it, this is going to take roughly about 3 hours. It's a, you know, it's a celebration. It's a huge celebration at the end of the year, and it's the celebration of the marriage of the Lamb to his bride. It's a celebration of salvation. It's a celebration of the Most High tabernacling with us. It's a celebration of us being living tabernacles. You know, it's a big feast. Okay, and today is the 8th day, which we are commanded to have a solemn assembly and to observe and to celebrate all these things. It's, you know, not like in the Christian church where they don't observe this feast day, so they don't really understand the moves of the Most High, what he's going to do, what he's done in the past, and what he's going to do in the future. So we're going to go ahead and proceed. Everybody will still have the same reader. Sister Denise, you will be the reader. Sister Mary, you will be respond for the bride in the congregation. And I will lead the ceremony. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let me turn up your mic. Say something, Sister Denise, so we can make sure you're not on mute. So not able to hear Sister Denise right now. Unmute your mic, Sister Denise, before we get started. And I'm going to turn up the volume on yours, Sister Mary.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can. I just turned your volume up.
Okay,
hello?
Thank you.
Okay,
hello?
There you go. We can hear you now.
Okay.
Now I'm going to turn up your volume so that you can be heard clearer. Say something else now.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
We can hear you better now.
Okay.
And we want to try to keep down on background noises as much as possible. As I said, I want to upload this one. I can upload the one from last night. Everything is always good and it's natural. But we will also want to have one that is fairly clean from background noises because for a lot of people, if they hear stuff in the background, it bothers them. Okay, and so we want to be a blessing to whoever wants to hear this and participate. Amen?
Amen.
All right, that being said, you may go ahead and let's start with the blowing of the shofar, and then you will start off reading, Sister Denise. And let me find it. There we go. Thank you. Okay, you can go ahead and start, Master.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments, and in the blood of your of Yahshua, the Messiah, and commanded us to kindle the festival light.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and preserved us and enabled us to reach this season. Let us all bow our heads. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We gratefully acknowledge your gift of Messiah to us and his constant tabernacling with us through the divine Ruach to perfect in us a holy temple in which you will dwell throughout all eternity. We celebrate this feast in anticipation of that day when you will come and tabernacle among us and illumine us with your Shekinah glory. Pour out your spirit upon us this day and your blessings upon our offspring, and grant us that we may drink from the river of life which flows out from your throne on high. And let the congregation say, Amen.
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 Thank you for filling us with your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit, making us your temple and tabernacling with us.
Yah, we will not defile your holy temple through sin, lest we be disobedient, lest we be destroyed. I'm sorry. As we fill our cup, Yah, with the fruit of the vine, we acknowledge that you are the only high that we desire and want. Everyone fill their cups with grape juice.
And for those of you who are participating, go ahead and fill your cups with grape juice. We do not use wine, fermented wine, because it stands for something else. And let us drink to the Spirit of the Most High. We now drink. We toast to you, O Yah Elohim. We thank you for your gift of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, which you give to those who obey your commandments and truly submit themselves to you. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on this morning. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, God, Elohim. We glorify you and we lift you up. We magnify you, Father, and we extol you. We thank you for your precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We need the Spirit of the Most High. We need him to
Hallelujah.
Breathe on us, to fill us with his Ruach. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving
Behold.
For salvation. Go ahead, my sister.
Behold, Elohim is my unfailing help. I will trust and not be afraid. Yah is my strength and my song. Yah is my deliverer.
Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Yah alone is our help. May Elohim bless our people. Yah, ruler of the universe, is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our protection. Selah, light and joy, gladness and honor for all Elohim's people. So may we be blessed.
Up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yah.
And let us fill our cups once again and let us toast to the cup of salvation and toast to the Most High for his gift of salvation to us. You may now drink the cup of salvation. Again, let us give Yah praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your gift of salvation. On this morning, Father, we just glorify you. We magnify you, Father. We thank you. Thank you for the precious gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, Father. Hallelujah. Your spirit, Father, we do not take it lightly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Have mercy upon me, oh Yah. For I am weak. Oh Yah, heal me.
enter into the kingdom in the future, in the millennial kingdom, after the end of the millennial kingdom, we will enter into a marriage with our Savior, the bride. We are the bride, and we will enter into a marriage with the bridegroom. We will take our marriage vows at that time, and we will do them on today so that each person understands that Israel entered into a marriage covenant with the Most High, and he is entering into a marriage covenant with his bride in Messiah. So let us go to the book of Exodus, chapter 19. We're going to start in verse 4, and we will have Sister Mary replying for the congregation and the bride, and we'll have myself and Sister Denise reading the parts of the Most High. Exodus chapter 19 and verse 4. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which I commanded him.
And all the people answered together and said, all that Yah has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the word of the people unto Yah.
Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yah thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me.
Yah, you alone are my Elohim.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Yah, I will make no graven image of anything in the creation, and bow down and worship any other than you. You alone are Elohim, and you alone will I worship. Yah, I will keep all of your commandments.
Thou shalt not take the name of Yah, that Elohim, in vain, for Yah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain.
Yah, I will not say I love you and then disobey. And then disobey you, and then claim that I belong to you.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days Yah made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Yah, I will remember your Sabbath day, and I will not treat it like any other day in the week. In it I will honor you, and I will keep it as you have directed.
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yah, thy Elohim, giveth thee.
Yah, I will honor my father and my mother, that my days may be longer upon the land.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yah, I will not take an innocent life, born or unborn.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yah, My heart will I not give to another, and then unjustly take my heart away from them.
Thou shalt not steal.
Yah, I will not take anything that does not belong to me.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Yeah, I will not bear false witness against anyone.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Yeah, I will love and desire the things that you have given me, given unto me, and nothing you have given unto me, given to another.
But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which deceitfully use you and prosecute you.
Yeah, I will love my enemies. I will bless them that curse me. I will do good to them that hate me. And I will pray for them that despitefully use me and persecute me. In doing so, I shall be perfect as you, Yah, are perfect. Yah, I will love my brother and my sister as you have loved me. Yah, I will visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and keep myself unspotted from the world. Yah, I will love you with all my heart and with all my soul.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us in the blood of Messiah and commanded us to separate the kalah, the bread of life. We break the bread of life this day and partake of the covenant with you and join with us to be fulfilled in the coming kingdom, when we will partake in full that which we celebrate this day. And if you have it, then you can take your leavened bread, not unleavened, but leavened bread on this morning, which represents the bread of life. And you may eat. And if you will refill your cup with the grape juice so that we may partake of the, make a toast to the cup of betrothal to the Most High. And you may drink. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, greater of the fruit of the vine, and let the congregation say, amen.
Amen.
We drink the cup of our betrothal and rejoice in our union with him in the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Praise Yah.
Not yet, my sister. Oh, and will you guys mute your mics while the song are playing, because we're getting an echo back.
Okay.
Will your spirit say yes? If I told you what I really need from your heart and soul. there more that I require of thee? There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. Don't be afraid of men in the face. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Hey, hey.
All right, amen. Will you tell the Most High yes?
Yes, I will.
Will you answer yes to his wedding vows? Remember in the fourth commandment, in the third commandment, that we shall not take his name in vain. And that means that we shall not take the name of Yah in marriage in vain. That we shall not treat it as nothing. But we will count on and depend on him. That he is our Elohim, and all that he has said, we will do. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Go ahead, my sister. Somebody's got a lot of background.
Praise Yah to all praise. Praise Yah to whom all praise is due.
Blessed be Yah to whom all praise is due forever and ever.
We will sanctify your great and holy name in this world just as it is sanctified in the highest heaven, as it is written by your prophets. And they call out to one another and say,
holy, holy, holy is Yah host. The whole earth is full with his glory.
Those facing them praise Elohim, saying,
blessed be the presence of Yah from his place.
And your holy word is written, saying,
Yah reigns forever, our Elohim, O Zion, throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, all generations, we will declare your greatness. And to all eternity, we will proclaim your holiness. Your praise, O Elohim, shall never depart from our mouth. For you are a great and holy Elohim and King. Blessed are you, O Yah, the Holy One. You are holy, and your name is holy. And holy being praised you daily. Blessed are you, Yah.
Our scripture reading. And before we move on to the scripture reading, let us give the Most High hand clap of praise for his betrothal to us. Hallelujah. And accepting us. Hallelujah. I was saying yes to the Most High Elohim. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank you, Father. We thank you for even giving us the opportunity to become your bride, Father. To be in the relationship with you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now, on this day, this is the eighth day, and we actually blow the shofar once every day for the Feast of Tabernacles, but on the eighth day, we blow it seven times for the past previous 7 days. So I will now attempt to blow the shofar seven times. Amen?
Amen.
amen and amen.
Amen.
The eighth day of the Feast of Hashan, Rabbah, which means many Hashan. Remember when Messiah was coming into the city of Jerusalem on the 10th day of Nisan, the day that they gathered the lambs to bring them home and prepare them for the Passover. They hollered, Hosanna. Messiah came riding into Jerusalem on a donkey or an ass. And the people hollered, Hosanna. This is the great Hosanna. The name of this day comes from the closing words of Psalms 118, which reads, Save now, I beseech you, O Yah. And the people were asking Messiah to save them, to become their king. Blessed be he who comes in the name of Yah. This day is holy. It is a holy convocation and a solemn assembly, and it is a festival in itself. It is on this day that the final seal is placed on the verdict that was pronounced on Yom Kippur, the gates of judgment finally closed, and the decrees pronounced by Elohim on the Day of Atonement take effect. The Day of Atonement is when the Most High, when the sanctuary is cleaned, and all those who are guilty are judged, and all those who are innocent, their sins are forgiven them. The final day of celebrating the harvest and ingathering, therefore, pictures the final stage of Elohim's plan of salvation. It is literally pictures the final day of judgment and the sealing of those who will receive eternal life, as opposed to those who will suffer the second and final death penalty. So let us now read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before Elohim. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The great white throne judgment of the second resurrection, the resurrection of all the people who ever lived, who did not qualify to be in the first resurrection, at the coming of Yeshua, the Messiah, in Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 4, will be raised up to human life after a 1,000-year period. They will be judged at that time, the time of the great salvation. We're going to read about the first resurrection at this time and understand that to qualify for the first resurrection, you must have suffered with Messiah. You must have given your life for the word of the Most High or for the testimony of Yeshua. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yeshua, and for the word of Elohim, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Mashiach 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of Elohim and of Mashiach, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. To Yah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise Yah. This is the gate of Yah which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and become my salvation. Hosanna! Hosanna! The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is what Yah is doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day Yah has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Yah. O Yah, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yah. Yah is Elohim, and he has made his light to shine upon us. With bows in hand, join the festal procession to the horns of the altar. You are my Elohim, and I will praise you. You are my Elohim. I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to Yah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. This is the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and on the eighth day, the entire Hallel, Psalms 113 through 118, are read. Sister Denise, if you will go ahead with Psalms 113, starting in verse 1.
Praise ye, Yah. Praise ye, Yah. Praise, O you servants of Yah. Praise the name of Yah. Blessed be the name of Yah from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. Yah is high above all nations, and his glory above the heaven. Who is like unto Yah, our Elohim, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. This is my set. He may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He made the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise you, Yah.
And Sister Mary, Psalms 119.
114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from the people of a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel was his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was drawn back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the hills like little lambs. What ailed thy seas to be flooded, that Jordan was drawn back, driven back, the mountains that were skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs? Tremble thou, the earth, at the presence of Yah, at the presence of the Elohim of Jacob, which turned the rocks into a standing water and the flint into a fountain of water.
Amen. And whoever is messing with my screen, please stop.
Not me
this time.
Okay. Not unto us, O Yah, not unto Psalms 115, starting in verse 1. Not unto us, O Yah, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their Elohim? But our Elohim is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he has pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So in everyone that trusteth in them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in Yah. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in Yah. He is their help and their shield. You that fear Yah, trust in Yah. He is their help and their shield. Yah has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear Yah, both small and great. Yah shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of Yah, which made heaven and earth. The heavens, even the heavens, are Yah's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. The dead praise not Yah, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless Yah from this time forth and forevermore. Praise Yah. Psalms 116 and verse 1. I love Yah because he has heard my voice and my supplication, because he has declined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of Yah. O Yah, deliver my soul. Gracious is Yah and righteous. Yea, our Elohim is merciful. Yah preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for Yah has dealt bountifully with me. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from failing. I will walk before Yah in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto Yah for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yah. I will pay my vows unto Yah, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of Yah is the death of his saints. O Yah, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaiden. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of Yah. I will pay my vows unto Yah now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of Yah's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye Yah. Psalm 117. O praise Yah, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. The truth of Yah endureth forever. Praise Yah. Psalms 118. Oh, give thanks unto Yah, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear Yah say that his mercy endures forever. I called upon Yah in distress. Yah answered me and set me in a large place. Yah is beside, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Yah taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in Yah than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in Yah than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass about me, but in the name of Yah will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of Yah I will destroy them. Then they compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of Yah, I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but Yah helped me. Yah is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of Yah does valiantly. The right hand of Yah is exalted. The right hand of Yah doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of Yah. Yah has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise Yah, this gate of Yah into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is Yah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yah has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Yah. O Yah, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of Yah. We have blessed you out of the house of Yah. Elohim is Yah, which has showed us light. bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my Elohim, and I will praise thee. Thou art my Elohim, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto Yah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. The message on today. Israel dwelt in temporary shelter for the Sukkah. During their wilderness journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, the Feast of Sukkot is a prophetic rehearsal of the millennial era when the Israel of Elohim will be in transition from the kingdom of this world into the promised age of the new heavens and the new earth. During the original journey, a canopy of protection was spread over them to shelter them from the heat of the day and the cold by night. The cloud of his presence, his glory, acted as a covering over them, a tabernacle which was spread over them. The tabernacle of Elohim will be a shelter from the storm and the heat to protect his people in their wilderness journey into their spiritual inheritance. The cloud of his glory will overshadow and envelop them in their spiritual journey into the new era. In that day, the branch of Yah, Yahushua, shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped, in essence, overcome. For upon all glory, all the glory shall be a defense, literally a chuppah, a wedding canopy of his protection over his betrothed. Dwelling in the Sukkah is symbolic of the wedding festivities of the millennial kingdom period, where the bride and the bridegroom dwell in the chuppah together before she is presented as his bride to the other guests. The Hashanat prayers.
O do you send us your deliverance for your sake. O our Elohim, deliver us for your sake. O our Creator, deliver us for your sake. O our Redeemer, deliver us for your sake. O our God, deliver us.
Glorify and sanctified be the name of Yah throughout the world, which he has created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom in your lifetime and during your days and within the life of the entire house of Israel, speedily and soon, and let the congregation say, Amen.
Amen.
May his great name be blessed forever and to all eternity. Blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he beyond all blessings and hymns and praises and consolations that are ever spoken in the world. And let the congregation say, Amen.
Amen.
May there be abundant peace from heaven and life for us and for all Israel. And let the congregation say, Amen.
Amen.
Look, you're going to be spinning around and around and around. Close your eyes, you can't see shit.
Okay, we need to mute that.
Okay.
He creates peace in his celestial heights. May he create peace for us and for all Israel. Say amen.
Amen.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may eat the body of Messiah.
Amen.
And let us thank the Most High, hallelujah, for the body of Messiah, hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. We glorify you and we lift you up. We thank you, Father, for the precious sacrifice, hallelujah.
Yes.
1 Corinthians, and if you will take the cup of grape juice, put it in your left hand and place your right hand over it. Father, we ask that you would sanctify this cup, that it would represent the blood of Messiah, which was shed for us. Amen. After the same manner, also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may now drink the blood of Messiah, which was shed for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, oh, Yah Elohim. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show Yah or your death till he come.
Amen.
Oh, Yes, thank
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let us bow our heads. O Yah Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming year that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow in your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. And let the congregation say, amen.
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 Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and presenting us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only Elohim, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let the congregation say, amen.
Amen.
All right, we will now have the reading of the scripture, the reading of the law as Yah has commanded. We'll be reading Exodus chapter 31 through 35 on this morning. The book of Exodus, chapter 31 through 35. And since I will be doing all this reading, if everybody will mute your speakers on your end. And we will proceed in this reading. As commanded, I will read Deuteronomy 31, 10 through 13 first. And then I will read the required scriptures for today. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel has come to appear before Yah, thy Elohim, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women, children and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gate, that they may appear and that they may learn and fear Yah your Elohim and observe to do all the words of the law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear Yah your Elohim as long as you live in the land, whether you go over the Jordan to possess it. And now let me go down and find the reading. Exodus chapter 31, starting in verse 1. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in cutting of stone, to set them in a carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given him with him Aholiab, the son of Ahashma, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee, the tabernacle of the congregation, the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, table and his furniture, and the pure candlestick with all his furniture, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offerings with all his furniture, and the laver and his foot, and the clothes of the service, and the holy garments for Aaron and the priest, and the garments of his sons, the minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am Yah that do sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yah. Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days God made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of the communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of Elohim. Exodus chapter 32. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us Elohims which go before him that brought us up out of the land of Egypt. We know not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them in their hands, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built the altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to Yah. And they rose up early in the morning, in the morrow, and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And Yah said unto Moses, Go, get thee down. For thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be thy Elohim, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And Yah said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought Yah, his Elohim, and said, Yah, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, For mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. And all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And Yah repented of the evil which he thought to do unto this people, unto his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the 2 tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, and on one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of Elohim. The writing was the writing of Elohim, graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery. Neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dance, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hand, and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made, and burnt it in the fire, and ground it to powder, and strawed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, What did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, Let not the anger of my Lord or my master wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. And they said unto me, Make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. And I said unto them, Whosoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on Yah's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith Yah Elohim of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate, from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to Yah, even every man upon his son, and every and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin. And now I will go up unto Yah. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto Yah and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of Elohims of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And Yah said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angels shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And Yah plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. Exodus chapter 33. And Yah said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy son, and I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For Yah had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought Yah went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and Yah talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And Yah spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaks unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto Yah, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And Yah said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yah before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And Yah said, behold, there is a place by me, thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. Exodus chapter 34. Hew thee two stones, two tables of stone, like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the rocks nor herds see before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone, like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai, as Yah had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And Yah descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yah. Yah passed by him and proclaimed, Yah, Yah Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands and giving iniquity and transgression and sin, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, that will be by no means clear than the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children, and to the third and fourth generation. And Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshiped. And he said, If I now have found grace in thy sight, O Yah, let my master, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of Yah, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou, which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other Elohim, for Yah, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous Elohim. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their Elohim, and do sacrifice unto their Elohim. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy son, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their Elohim. Thou shalt make thee no molten image, or no molten Elohim. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep 7 days. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I command thee, in the time of the month of Abib, for the month of Abib thou camest out of Egypt. All that opens the matrix is mine, every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. If thou redeem him not, then thou shalt break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and of the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before Yah Elohim, the Elohim of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before Yah thy Elohim thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven. Neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of Yah thy Elohim. Thou shalt not see the kid in its mother's milk. And Yah said unto Moses, Write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with Yah 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of the testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses shone, as they were afraid to come nigh, him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterwards all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandments all that Yah had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. And when Moses went in before Yah to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Exodus chapter 35. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which Yah has commanded that you should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to Yah. Whosoever does work therein shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath day. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yah commanded, saying, take you from among you an offering unto Yah. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of Yah, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet, and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram skin, dyed red, and badger skin, and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. And every wise heart among you shall come and make all that Yah hath commanded. The tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, his thatches, his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets, the ark and the staffs thereof, with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and his staffs, and all his vessels, and the showbread, the candlestick also for his light, and his with the oil for the light, and the incense altar, and his staffs, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging of the door at the entering of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering, with his brazen grate, his staffs, and all his vessels, the laver and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars, their sockets and the hangings for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords, the cloth of service, to do the service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons, to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought Yah's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for all his holy garments, and for all the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets, and earrings, and rings, and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto Yah. And every man with whom was found blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and red skins of rams, and badger skins, brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought Yah's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and spice, and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. And the children of Israel brought a willing offer unto Yah, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which Yah had commanded to be made by the hands of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, Yah has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones, and to set them and in carvings of wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he has put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholib, the son of Ahashma of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of cunning workmen and of the embroiderer in blue and in purple and scarlet and in fine linen and of the weaver, even of them that do any work and of those that devise cunning work. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. And this concludes our Feast of Tabernacles, Day 8, the in-gathering service. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm. May Israel answer the Most High affirmatively with a yes that all that Yah has commanded we will do in relationship to his new covenant as he has spoken in the New Testament. Yah did not do away with his laws. He modified his laws of sacrifice that I never wanted the blood of bulls and goats for sacrifice. You are to be my sacrifice. You are to be willing to offer yourself as a living sacrifice, acceptable and holy unto Yah. And Yah says, you are to take this gospel to the world. That means that I told you not to go amongst the nations before. Now I send you out amongst the nations, amongst wolves, and amongst the sinners. To take this gospel, you are to be that living and breathing tabernacle. I shall be in you and with you. So I have commissioned you. We have celebrated the marriage supper of the Lamb. We have celebrated our salvation. We have lifted the cup and toast to our Elohim. Praise ye, Yah, saints. Fear him and keep his commandments. Shalom. Happy Tabernacles 2022.
Amen.
Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, our perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe. And everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You're always there. Teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the Ruach and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibration. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, are perfect.
Done in this day. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Peace and blessings.